with determination, thus freed from all material attraction, he immediately started to Haridwar. Purport. The word Mukta Sarvanubandhanaha indicates that after this incident, Ajamil, not caring for his wife and children, went straight to Haridwar for further advancement in his spiritual life. Our Krishna consciousness movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navadvip, so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, can go there and with determination give up the bodily concept of life. One is welcome to live in those holy places for the rest of his life in order to achieve the highest success by the very simple method of chanting the holy name of the Lord and taking prasad. Thus, one may return home back to Godhead. We do not have a center in Haridwar, but Vrindavan and Sridham Mayapur are better for devotees than any other places. The Chaitanya Chandrodaya temple offers one a good opportunity to associate with devotees. Let us all take advantage of this opportunity. Let us all take advantage of the opportunity. Before that, we'll start with the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langhayate Girim, Yat Kripa Taham Vande, Shri Guru Dinataranam, Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandam. Hare Krishna. Before we begin, welcome to everyone for the today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seek all of your blessings, all of you senior devotees who have assembled here at Sri Rupa Goswami Samadhi, which is a very auspicious place. So we are into a section ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 39 वी रीड द ट्रांसलेशन अगेन. बिकॉज ऑफ द मोमेंट्स एसोसिएशन विद डिवोटीज दैट इज द विष्णु दूतास अजामिल डिटैच्ड हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम द मेटेरियल कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ विद डिटर्मिनेशन. Thus freed from all material attraction, he immediately started towards the Haridwar. And Prabhupada very beautifully highlighted here how he has created the opportunity to stay for the different kind of people. And not only he has extended for the devotees or those who want to become devotees, but he said this place is, you know, he's just welcoming everyone, even those who are not devotees also. One time, Yudhishthira Maharaj organized a Ashwamedha Yajna. So in that Yajna, he started the first, and there was a very divine bell was there. And after completion of each Yajna, that bell will ring automatically. So then, you know, Yudhishthira Maharaj started the yajna and it was about to end. And you know, any yajna ends with? Ahuti and anything else? Any program ends with? Prasad. Without prasad, it is incomplete. here Yudhishthira Maharaj was about to complete the yajna. Yajna got completed. Everyone, you know, the entire kingdom, each and every praja was invited for the prasad. Each and everyone was completed, you know, honoring prasad. But the bell was not ringing. That bell was supposed to ring automatically. That, you know, the first yajna is completed. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, he was just thinking, there would be someone who would be left over with the prasad, who didn't honor the prasad. So he sent his, you know, ministers and, you know, like spies to search out who is left out. Let's see. So after searching a lot in the interior of the forest, in one of the ashram, one sadhu was left over. So then they said, please come and, you know, honor the prasad. Our king is about to complete the first yajna, first Ashwamedha yajna. He said, no, actually, you complete the yajna and then I'll, you know, come for prasad. He said, after you come only, then only yajna will complete. He said, no, you complete the yajna and then I'll come for prasad. So they were not able to understand, but they came to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj, they personally went to him. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj also, you know, invited that, yes, please come and honor prasad. So the sadhu answered the same thing. Yudhishthira Maharaj could not understand, only he came, you know, with a lot of hope, but it was like a complete upset. So he came to his kingdom. He was like, what to do? I was on a long journey towards performing 100 Ashwamedha yajnas, but pehle mein atak gaye. On first only I got stuck. What to do now? So there came, you know, Queen Draupadi. After seeing the situation of her husband, she said, what happened? He said, so and so. What to do now? He said, it's very simple. Wait, I will do it. So Draupadi Devi went to the sadhu ashram and she requested, yes, please come that our Yudhishthira Maharaj is about to complete the yajna. Please come and honor prasad. He said the same thing. Complete the yajna and then I'll come for prasad. Draupadi said, what to complete of one yajna? I have done crores and crores of yajna the moment I left from my home. The moment I left from my home towards your ashram to visit a sadhu, to visit a saint, to visit a devotee, ek pag koti koti yajna saman. One, each and every step when we go towards devotees When we go towards the association of the devotees, each and every step is equivalent to millions and millions of yajñas. So there the sadhu got pleased immediately. He said, yes, now I'll come for prasad. So that's how the that's how Yudhishthir Maharaj could complete the first yajna. So here, the same thing has been highlighted in the text number 39, which is the moment association of the devotees, how the Ajamil got liberated. So here in the purport also the same thing, it's mentioned that we have got this wealth of association of devotees. Prabhupada is saying, let us all take advantage of this opportunity. And not only that, in Srimad Bhagavatam also we see, you know, it's like Dhruva Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy. We know that the entire episode, the entire pastime wherein he was aspiring to sit on the lap of his father. But after getting disappointed and, after getting chastised from Mother Suriti, then consoled by Suniti, then on a path towards the forest, guided by Sripad Narad Muni, tested by Sripad Narad Muni, and then after performing severe austerity of 6 months to a situation that he used to breathe once in 12 days. Not a young person, but a small kid. And then, after the tapasya was completed, the Lord appeared. And there what he says, I was aspiring for a broken piece of glasses. And what Dhruva Maharaj was aspiring for? Kingdom which is greater than the position of Brahma, where there was nothing else, so the Lord has to create one planet there. And that was a broken piece of glasses. If that was a broken piece of glasses, then we can imagine the properties and the wealth of this material world, what it should be. It should be the very minute particle of that glass. And there Dhruva Maharaj was saying that, you know, I was hankering for this broken piece of glasses. And there he started playing the divine prayers. And one of the prayer which is in line with today's verse is, it's in 4th canto, 9th chapter, 11th verse. It says, Bhakti moho prabhavatam toi me prasango bhuyad ananta mahata mamalashayanam yenanjasho ulbanam ru vyasanam bhavabdhim neshe bhavad guna katha mritapanamatta. What he was anchoring for? He was anchoring for the association of amalashayanam, those personalities who were the devotees. O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage your transcendental loving service constantly. And after doing that much of tapasya, he is hankering for that. What kind of tapasya we did? Prabhupada has created a place in such a way that we are getting association freely. We are getting prasad, access of prasad so cheaply. We are getting access of Sri Vrindavan Dham very cheaply. Of course, at that time, this Govardhanika village was not there, or else Prabhupada would have, you know, recorded in purport also. But just like here, Prabhupada is mentioning Vrindavan and Sridha Mayapur are better for devotees than any other places. And all glories to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj that He has created such a holy place for us to practice. So here, Dhruva Maharaj got this association after performing a severe austerity for 6 months. And our fortune is that we are getting day in and day out. Moving ahead towards text number 40. Satasmin deva sadana asino yogamasthitah pratyahartendriya gramo yuyojo mana atmani. In Haridwar, Ajamil took shelter at the Vishnu temple, where he executed the process of Bhakti Yoga. He controlled his senses and fully applied his mind in the service of the Lord. After getting association, what one has to do? He executed the process of bhakti. So, purport, the devotees who have joined the Krishna consciousness movement may live comfortably in our many temples and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, they can control the mind and the senses and achieve the highest success in life. This is the process descending from time immemorial. Learning from the life of Ajamila, we should vow with determination to do what is necessary to follow this path. Third verse of today's section. Text number 41. Tato gunebhya atmanam viyujatma samadhina yuyuje bhagavad dhamni brahmani anubhavatmani. Ajamil fully engaged in devotional service. Thus he detached his mind from the process of sense gratification and became fully absorbed in thinking of the form of the Lord. Here in Purport, Prabhupada says, if one worships the deity in the temple, one's mind will naturally be absorbed in the thought of the Lord and His form. There is no distinction between the form of the Lord and the Lord Himself. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is the most easy system of yoga. Yogis try to concentrate their minds upon the form of the Super Soul Vishnu within their heart. But this same objective is easily achieved when one's mind is absorbed in the deity worshipped in the temple. In every temple there is a transcendental form of the Lord, and one may easily think of this form. By seeing the Lord during arati, by offering bhoga, and by constantly thinking of the form of the deity, one becomes a first-class yogi. This is the best process of yoga as confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita 6.47. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantara atmana shraddhavan bhajate yoma same yukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The first class yogi is he who controls his senses and detaches himself from material activities by always thinking of the form of the Lord. So these three verses mention that how, you know, like once we get association of the devotees, then one gets engaged in the process of Bhakti Yoga, which is 40th verse. And then 41 verse says that how the in that devotional service, when one gets engaged, that is, he gets detached from the sense gratificatory activities. And Prabhupada very beautifully mentions here how the deity form of the Lord is very easily accessible. So here, Let us try to zoom in into the first verse wherein the association of devotees, you know, how it is important for all of us, specifically for me. And in this, first of all, we have to understand that in this association, we are dependent on devotees. We are dependent on devotees. That means we have to understand that we are not independent. This whole material world is created to facilitate the jiva's independent nature so that he can come and, you know, like build his own world here. As big as possible, right from the ant who is building, what you call, ant hill in a mud, to the one who has a separate planet as good as Brahmaloka. So here, you know, like there is one short story. It comes once in a forest. A cow was wandering around, and I don't know. All of a sudden, he heard a voice of a lion. As soon as he heard a voice of a lion, he started running, and a cow is helpless. And immediately after running few meters, she saw a lake which was very old and muddy. You know, like we say, daldal. And she has to save her life, so she immediately jumped into it and started, you know, swimming. And of course the lion has to attack, so the lion also jumped in with more force. And when he jumped in with more force, so, you know, like the cow started moving, and, you know, by the time she reached at the center, she got stuck. Water was very less, so the lion also tried to chase the cow for his prey, but he got stuck in some way midway. So both stuck at each other. So the cow was, but the wonderful thing here was, now the cow is not fearful. She is completely calm now, but the lion was completely agitated. Cow asked to the lion, "My dear king, can I ask you one question?" He said, "Stop. In very short time you will be killed." He said, Can I ask you one question? Who is the king of this forest?" He became more furious. He said, "How dare I am the king of the forest?" He said, I am the king of the forest. How dare you don't know till now?" "Yes, but you are not able to help yourself." And that, you know, like, conversation went on. The time was passing by. It was afternoon, and by the time it was evening, lion was helpless. But he was puffed up with his pride, with his ego, with his post, with his position. And in the evening, you know, the cow's owner, what you call in Gwala, the cowherd person or the boy, whatever you may call. So he came, searching for his cow. He found that it was there. He very swiftly went in, released and escorted the cow. And the lion was at his own place. And the cow was released. So the lesson what we learn here is, that cow was dependent onto his master. A jiva is caught into this material world, which is none different than, you know, we call as a jail, we call as a durg. To release from a jail, we need a normal jail. When a person wants to get released, what he needs? He needs bail. So to get released from the jail, one needs bail from a normal jail. Imagine this is a huge jail, so we need bail, right? We need bail from the devotees. We need help of the devotees to get released from this such a big, you know, jail. And, you know, in connection to this, a very, a historic event which we can recollect of is of Titanic. 880 feet wide. A ship was built which can never sink at all. N number of lifeboats. So much of facilities with, you know, rooms and wardrobes and swimming pool and what else? If you start describing, it will be minimum, you know, 3 to 4 hours it will go to describe a beauty of a Titanic. A ship that can never sink at all. A ship that can never sink at all, and people who are super rich, they have booked a tickets worth rupees, millions of rupees. And that was a pride that, you know, I could book a ticket. You know, it happens sometimes if a person is traveling by flight for the first time. He's like with all sort of, you know, anxiousness and with joy, clicking photos at each and every spot. It's like, I may not come again. Taking the photo of the boarding pass and you know, keeping in status and all, and you know, like all sort of things wherein we want to show to others that, you know, this is a very memorable voyage. And what happened was a history. It was just a tip of the iceberg. And what happened? Everything got destroyed within few moments. Not only that, to search that after few years, one more went inside. A submarine went inside to search. What happened to that? That also got destroyed. And on the contrast, a simple mal gadi, bolte na, cargo ship, which was not meant for the passengers at all. A ship which was not meant for passengers, which was meant for luggages. 70-year-old person who was begging that someone can help me. What was the reason? To carry out the order of his spiritual master to distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam across the globe in English language. Dependent on to his spiritual master, dependent on to the acharyas, dependent on to the six Goswamis. This was a place which is very auspicious place where Srila Prabhupada got instructions from Srila Rupa Goswami. And carrying that instructions of the Sad Goswamis, carrying the instruction of his spiritual master, when he went into that cargo ship with a 38 days of journey. And what happened? When it got stuck in the middle, everyone came to help. The entire parampara came to help. The all, you know, practically Narad Muni, Narsingha Dev, you know, practically the all incarnations, the entire parampara, the everyone came because there was, you know, he was dependent on to the parampara. He was dependent on to the spiritual master. He was carrying the instruction of the spiritual master. So that's how we can understand that the association of devotees can create a miracle in our life. Many a times we get some skills, we get some, you know, like before and after coming to bhakti, many a times we may get some skills, but almost, it's like 100% sure that all those skills are being showered by the Vaishnavas. And in connection, to this, there is one very beautiful Vaishnava song wherein Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, in this association of devotees, you know, like what, it's already time up, one second. Before that, we will, Lord Shiva says to Parvati, you know that beautiful verse from Padma Puran, which says, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Aradhanam Archanam. So Lord Shiva tells his wife Parvati that, my dear Devi, the worship of Lord Vishnu is the topmost worship. However, about this worship of Lord Vishnu is a rendering of service to Vaishnavas. Why? Because they are the one who are accessible to us. They are the one who can give us instructions. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishna Swaroop Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eidui Roop. They are the ones who are carrying the Lord within their heart. Like here in this verse it says, Ganga Dwar, Haridwar. Max to max, if we go to the Ganges and take a bath, we may cleanse internally and externally, and for that we have to struggle so much. Without confirmed tickets we can't go. But here, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of spiritual master, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we get this association of devotees who carry the Lord in their heart, and they share this Krishna Katha, and they share this glorious messages from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is hankered by all the great souls. Dhruva Maharaj got this after 6 months of austere tapasya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in this connection a very beautiful bhajan. Sarvasya tomar charane sampiya padechi tomar ghare tumi to thakur tomar kukur boliya jana more. That is the identity of a Vaishnava. Of course, this is like exalted personality who is praying to the Lord, which is very difficult to imbibe. But it's like the comparison to in this material world, when you know a normal dog, or nowadays kutta karke address kar raha bhi, it's like a very very big offense. You have to ask, what is the name of your family member? So before asking the name of that person, if you ask the name of that family member, you know that the owner gets pleased. And so in contrast here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this association of devotees, Sarvasya Tumar Charane Sampiya. And what? Just like a dog who is lying at the, you know, within a home, whatever the owner gives, he eats. And what he says, Tumi to Thakur, Tumar Kukur. You Vaishnavas are my Swami. You Vaishnavas are my Thakur. Then what he says, where I should lie down? Bandhiya Nikate Amare Palibe. Rohibo tumara dware pratitpa janere asite nadibo rakhibo gadera pare. I will protect this home. tie me near the gate. So that whoever is envious person, whoever is coming to attack, I will protect. And then he says, and then what will be my daily food? He says, Tava nija jana prasad seviya uchishta rakhibe jaha amar bhojan param anande pratidine hobe jaha. He says, when your devotees, when your associates honor prasad, after that whatever remnants are there, I'll honor. You know sometimes it happens that we get some, like if suppose there is some special feast and some item is comparatively less, then sometimes we may think, oh, ye khatam ho jayega, iske liye pehle kha lete, baad mein serving karte. Of course it's a responsibility of the kitchen to send sufficient quantity for of all items also, but sometimes it happens we start serving, and when we see at the end, oh, this item is getting over and the count has increased, we say, okay Prabhuji, now I'm going to take prasad. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, amar bhojan parama anande pratidina havetaha. Every day that should be my food. And then what he says, what should be my chintan? Basiya suya tomara charana chintibo satatavami nachite nachite nikate jaibo jokono dakibe tumi. Whether I am sleeping, whether I am awake, I will constantly meditate onto your lotus feet. What does this mean? I will constantly meditate onto the services which you have given me. I will constantly meditate onto how can that be completed on time. And then, nachite nachite nikate jaibo. Whenever you call, the first step is I will be with full joy that the Vaishnava has called me. Wherever you call me, whenever you call me, anything, anytime, anywhere. That's what Gaurang Prabhu says. Nachite nachite nikate jaibo jokhono dakibe tumi. And then at the last he says, nijera poshana kabuna bhavibo rohibo bhavera bhore bhakati vinoda tumare palaka boliya varana kare. Identity of being a servant, palak. So here he says ki what will be what should I be doing throughout the day. That's what in the second verse here we say in the Verse number 40 of this chapter mentions that Ajamil took shelter at the Vishnu temple where he executed the process of Bhakti Yoga. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes here, in this practice, what I will be doing? Rohibo bhavera bhore. I will be absorbed in the service unto the Lord. I will be absorbed unto the service of Vaishnavas. And I will not think of myself. I will always think of service to Vaishnavas, service to the Lord, pleasing the Vaishnavas. And what will be identity? Bhakati vinoda tomare palaka boliya varana kare. So this verse practically, these three verses of today was practically matching this, matching with this entire bhajan, wherein getting the association of devotees, serving them with full joy, and then being being absorbed in taking shelter of the Lord. Specifically here in text 41, where it mentions the deity form of the Lord, we can serve them. We can perform arati of the devotees, of the deities. We can take darshan of the arati. We can offer bhoga to the deities, which is non-different than the Lord. So here we see that this great wealth we have received by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who had a great ambition. That's what the difference between the ambition of the material world, who has the quality of selfishness, who has a quality of, I mean, so-called quality to, you know, to exploit others. But here, Srila Prabhupada had a great ambition which was inspired by love. Which was inspired by love towards Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that ambition has created a revolution. Within 10 years, he could build such a big house across the globe, more than 108 temples. And at present, we have more than 800 temples across the world with unlimited number of centers wherein the devotees are taking shelter of. So here, since this was the, association was very important. When we take this right association, we get right aspiration. And with this right aspiration, we get right ambition. And with this right ambition, there will be right action. This action will lead to satisfaction. And this satisfaction will lead all of us to ultimate destination. For which a jiva has been trapped into this material world, to get released from this is one of the major service which we can do to ourselves and which we can do to others. When we want to offer our gratitude towards the spiritual master, towards Vaishnavas, we can extend ourselves out of our comfort zone to share with others. By sharing with others, we can get more mercy. We can get more mercy of the parampara, because by that Krishna is getting pleased. You know, in recent one of the sessions, one devotee asked that to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, ki how we can please our spiritual master. And Maharaj said, by pleasing Krishna, you can please spiritual master easily. So Krishna gets pleased when a jiva gets back, when a jiva returns home back to Godhead. And that's how our movement is a preaching movement, wherein at all the times, whatever to the extent of capacity we have, whatever extent ability we have, time we have, we can share it with the others, benefit others. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. If anyone of you have any feedback, any comments, can please, we'll be happy to receive. And during this course, if there was anything which you would, which has hurted you, please forgive me. You can release it from the other ear. But whatever was beneficial, it has been all from the lectures of almost all of you who are present here, and from the classes of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks for your wonderful enlightening class. Actually, recently, we are now actually reading in the night online about this Navadip Mahatmya we are reading.
Oh. Very wonderful.
And then Navadip Mahatmya, and not only that, maybe 30 years before. 30 years before when I joined that time, our Guru Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, his name is Jayapataka Maharaj, he used to tell that the same thing which was we now we are reading, that he told that Navadeep.
Yeah.
As compared to other dhams. So, Miss, what is the miss now in that? How we can take it that Vrindavan, suppose so many devotees also going and Jagannath Puri and all these places.
Yeah.
So, how we can, could you please enlighten how we can consider that one?
Can you reframe your question, Prabhu? I just missed out.
Now, like Navadeep Mahatmya, as we are now reading, so yesterday night only we are reading that. Online we are reading before sleeping about this, you know, some small Prabhupada books, you know, all devotees. So in that one it was mentioned that this Navadeep, this potency will be go on increasing in Kali Yuga.
Yeah.
But the other Tirthas potency will be reducing. So, and the same things actually when I joined in 93, that time our Guru Maharaj, he came there and abroad, when was in abroad, and he told the same thing that when devotee, they ask him that first where, which dham we should go. He said first we should go to Navadeep dham. So that time he said Navadeep dham potency will go on increasing day by day, and but other dhams potency will be reducing. So, but how we can, like just like you told that Vrindavan, that we can go like Prabhupada even writing the Vrindavan,
yeah,
also
yeah.
We can go. So it is like a
correct.
Confusing there.
Like last year I went to Mayapur with a group of around 8 to 10 devotees, not much. So there we got fortune of meeting, you know, like His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. So then one devotee escorted us, and he took to our Maharaj that, yes Maharaj, these devotees have come from Govardhan Eco Village. Then Maharaj was so happy. Then Maharaj just said one line that, yes, no, first of all he asked, yes, are you all happy here with nice accommodation and prasad? We said, yes Maharaj, we are very happy with the variety of prasad from this Gada Bhavan, and you know, like so many bhavan with almost wide varieties of prasad. And then Maharaj said that Govardhan Eco Village is an extension of Mayapur. So then I was shocked, yes, how you know, like a guru, a spiritual master can give us, you know, vision. So and by this we can understand that, and yes, at many places we could hear that Vrindavan is non different than Mayapur, Jagannathpur is non different than Mayapur, and Mayapur is not different than Jagannath Puri. So it's like all these Gaudiya Vaishnavas or all these Gaudiya dhams, which they are non-different from each other. This is my small understanding, but yes, other senior devotees are here. They can, maybe Adi Keshav Prabhu can share.
Really, Miss Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, huh? So because I think almost all the almost 25 years we are visiting there, and from the abroad we go there, and Navadeep Dham we go, and all full parikrama we attend 25 out of 30 days annually. We spend 25 days, my wife and myself, in the Navadeep. But I think now I got the reply, because after coming here, but my everything become perfect here. My health is of spiritual and material health. So I got the reply now. So first I was confused.
Okay.
But now Guru Maharaj has said, of course, as Jayapataka Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, so he told us his extension. So now I understood, okay, that means I'm in Mayapur only.
Because of his blessings at Govardhan Eco Village, is also the count is increasing. So this is also flourishing.
Hare Bol. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank
Thanks
you,
a lot. Thank
Hare
you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.